listening to Level 5 Radio, a New York City Pokemon Go podcast.
Hello, I'm Joey.
And I'm Adele.
Where the hell have you been?
Away. You won't let me in anymore.
Yeah, we've just been mostly just lazy, playing the game.
Yeah.
It's summer, you know?
Well,
It's been a few weeks.
It's been quite a few weeks, actually. People have actually missed us.
At least one person,
though. Oh, well, shout outs to that one person.
Shout outs to Peter.
Yes.
This is for you, dude. So a lot has happened since we last spoke.
A little too much, actually, probably for one episode, but we got to try anyway.
Yeah, let's see what we can do here. We might have to split this into like 8 episodes.
Ooh.
Making up for basically the entire time
we've been. Hell yeah, we'll never catch up again.
So here's what I've been up to.
All right.
I'm a quarter of the way to level 40.
Wow.
Yep. Actually, over a quarter.
Oh,
it's close to okay. I'm approaching one third.
Oh, math.
As far as shinies go, I did pretty good on the previous community day with Charmander.
Okay.
I got 7 Charmanders. So-so. It wasn't the best day.
Yeah, that one was rough.
I did manage to get 1 shiny Ho-Oh while that was in the gym.
Good.
Or on the raids. Larvitar, I did really well. That was my first community day at Bryant Park. And it was really good because you just get to go in a circle, and by the time you like rotate around the entire park,
everything's respawned.
Yeah. So I got 11 by the end of the day.
That's really good.
Yeah. And one of them at least was above 80, so
okay.
I was able to power that up, and now I have another beefy, meta relevant shiny legendary Pokemon. Or non-legendary,
pseudo legendary.
Yeah, pseudo legendary. Over the past 2 days I got 2 shiny Roselias.
Oh.
How about you, Shiny Hunter Adele?
Shiny Hunter Adele. All right, so
if you had a type in the main series Pokemon game, like, you know, like the like Hiker Bob or whatever, Youngster Joey,
Ace Trainer.
No, you'd be Shiny Hunter Adele.
Oh, I'd just be shiny. I like that. My own special. Yes,
you got a special one because you're a special boy.
Well, thank you. So on Charmander Community Day, I think I got like 4. Because it was rainy that day. It was like the worst weather possible for that.
I made a joke on the New York City Pokemon Facebook group, Pokemon Go Facebook group.
Oh, yeah.
I posted a gif of the from the anime of Charmander, the first episode that it appears. It's like under a leaf in the rain.
Damien's Charmander.
And it's like about to die, basically, because its flame is going out.
That's basically
what that community day was like.
Although I did run into... Because we were just in Brooklyn for that, and I ran into another person at the same park, and we did the Silph Road trading thing. That was kind of nice.
Yeah, that's been nice. I've managed to get all of the badges at all the community days so far for Silph Road.
Okay. Then past that, I got, I think, 2 shiny Ho-Ohs.
Oh, really?
Nice. I throw myself at the, you know how it goes. After 32 Lugia raids, I got 1 shiny. So after 3 Ho-Oh raids, I had 1. I was happy with that. And I needed a good bird anyway, so I just kept going at it.
Yeah, cool.
Larvitar Day, I was supposed to come out and meet you at Bryant Park. My job called me up for something. It was an emergency. So I got to spend it in Lower East Side around Washington Square. I think I walked out of there with probably about 7 or 8 shiny Larvitars, but I had a good one on standby. So I just evolved that, got smacked down, Stone Edge.
Yeah, cool. Only one of them?
Well, I had 1 really good one.
Yeah.
Like, set up for it, like 96%.
But you only evolved 1 during the event, is what I'm saying.
I evolved a shiny Larvitar.
I'm not asking about shinies. I'm asking you which ones you got the special move on.
Oh, I evolved, like, 4.
Okay.
Total.
Gotcha.
But still, like, some of them aren't that great.
But you've been able to find some shiny Larvitar after the event.
Yeah, so I hatched one the other day.
Cool.
Which was awesome. And then I caught 2 just doing the Roselia thing.
So you got a total of 3 shiny Larvitar after the community day? That's crazy.
And still no shiny Magikarp.
Yep.
I can't do this.
I wonder if the odds are like increased still somehow.
I also found a shiny Swablu during this event with a Roselia.
Right.
And I have about 6 or 7 shiny Roselias and 2 shiny Aerodactyls.
Interesting. Oh, yeah. And you caught...
From raids.
Right, from a raid. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. I have not done any of those raids. I don't know. I'm not really into shinies that are like slight color variants of
He's like a nice dark purple with green.
There's way too many purple shinies.
There's way too many green shinies.
No, there's not. There's way too few.
Oh, God, please.
More green shinies. No, I wanted an all-green team.
Ugh. That's not hard to do.
What was it? Oh, an orange shelter looked kind of cool, but I didn't get one.
Oh, yeah, I got one. I got one and two shiny whalers.
Yeah, I didn't get any shinies during that event. And I didn't go super hard, but I went hard, you know?
Right. I got lucky. I found one, like, I got out the subway. I was like, oh, shelter's check. Oh, hey. And he's
11 CP.
You know my luck with shinies.
Oh, yeah.
My claim to fame from now until I stop playing this game will be hatching that shiny Togepi.
That's good. It's okay. You're gonna one up me in a couple weeks anyway.
Maybe.
You will, because you're going to Pokemon Go Fest.
Well, I was gonna get to that, but yeah. Spoiler alert. That's the big news for me. I'm going to Go Fest in like 2 weeks now, something like that. So I'll be reporting from there. Mm-hmm. Maybe we could do a little bit of a remote episode.
What?
Because
I'm willing to stoop to that level.
We'll see. I don't know. I'll be in Chicago for a few days, so
of course
we'll see if we have time to do that.
Yeah, he'll one up me. He'll get Celebi before me, and then I'll just be like.
So yeah, I guess we might as well talk about that a little bit. There was a leak that Celebi is going to be the sort of main event at GoFest.
Found it in the network traffic.
However, it's also hinted at in some of the artwork. If you look at the shadow on the globe inside the sticker design for
The water's in the shape of Celebi's head.
Yeah, exactly. It's basically in the shape of Celebi's head. It's
pretty clever, so, I'd say.
I mean, really, I could have guessed all of this regardless, but it's the obvious choice for this. I wonder if they'll come out with any new raids or anything. I guess I don't know if GoFest will even have raids, because I know this thing in Germany right now, there's no raids in the park.
None in the... because there's no gyms in the park. It's all stops.
Yeah.
Outside of the city, though, there's plenty of raids.
So I wonder what they'll do for that. Hmm. But yes, I'll be reporting from there, and we'll see what else is going on. I, at the very least, we know Torkoal is going to be released there.
Ooh.
And I'm sure some... unknowns, of course.
Of course. Spell Chicago again.
Yeah. which will be nice for me, because I still only have one unknown. I forgot which letter it is. Even.
I only got six left now.
I think it's an H or something, or an N.
Ugh. Six left.
But it's cool. Why don't we talk about the friend system? We've actually been doing some trades, and it actually feels really nice to be able to trade, finally.
Yeah.
When I went to Japan, what was that, last year?
2 years almost, isn't it? Was it last year? I thought you went like right after the game dropped.
Oh, it was about a year and a few months ago.
Okay.
Because I went in the spring.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, so when I went there, I managed to catch about like four, maybe five Farfetch'd. And I held on to one for Adele over here.
Yeah.
And finally, after long last, was able to trade to him. And we registered a cool like 10,000 kilometers on our
metal. He gave me a Farfetch. I gave him a Relicanth.
Yes.
So.
Not a bad trade.
No, not at all. A little bit costly, but.
Yeah, a little bit costly, but it's reasonable for region exclusives, at least.
The funny thing about that is, if I had accepted his gift right before that, it would have been cheaper.
Yep. Dodo. So yeah, the friend system is live, and trading's with it. There's some interesting, you want to go over the numbers real quick?
I guess. I mean, the numbers are a bit wonky, in my opinion.
So, I mean, if you're only good friends, which you are after just swapping your first gift, basically, mm-hmm. It's going to cost you 1 million Stardust to trade a shiny or a legendary Pokemon that's new to either person.
Okay. But we're great friends.
Now we're great friends, yeah. So, great friends, it goes down to a lowly 800,000 Stardust.
Oh, wow, that's almost within range. That's way too much. Oh, yeah. My God.
But here's the thing. So once you get to Ultra Friends, after like 30 days of, I guess, exchanging stuff,
mm-hmm.
it drops down dramatically to 80,000.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's somewhat reasonable. It's still a lot.
It's really a lot.
But the least it goes to is 40,000. So I guess it's still 20,000 each. So it's not awful, awful.
It's not breaking.
Not ideal, though.
It doesn't break the bank, I suppose, but still.
But let's go over the numbers for new region exclusives and regular Pokemon. So if it's new to the Pokedex, Good Friends, 20,000 Stardust. Great Friends, 16,000 Stardust.
Mm-hmm.
Ultra Friends, 1,600 Stardust.
Ooh.
And Best Friends, 800 Stardust. So
that's nothing.
Yeah, so that's kind of nice, at least.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like a raid.
Yeah. And the cool thing is, when it comes to raids, there's boosts for friendship. And
which we actually got to use on Friday.
Yeah, for the first time. That was kind of nice to see Super Saiyan Adele.
All three of us, yeah.
So, when you are good friends, it is a 3% damage bonus. You don't get any extra balls at that level. And the XP reward is actually 3,000. I didn't realize there was an XP reward. Ooh, that's cool.
Okay.
Level 2, Great Friends, you get a 5% damage bonus, one extra ball at the end, and 10,000 extra XP.
Ooh.
Is that right?
Wow. Leveling up's going to be way easy. Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah, wow.
We should just go raiding all the time.
Wait. So, Ultra Friends, level 3, 7% damage bonus, two extra balls, and 50,000 XP reward?
Okay, so wait, does that count with the lucky egg? Can I double that up too?
I mean, it should.
Am I lucky getting egg, like 120,000 experience? Everything.
I don't know.
Whoa. Wild.
You better be switch swapping those gifts with me, bud. And then best friends, apparently 10% bonus, four extra balls, and 100,000 XP.
I
don't know how I didn't notice this until now. That's insane. We'll be level 40 in like a day. Maybe this is their way to just basically
boost everyone,
get everyone to level 40 so they can increase the level cap.
That might be a thing.
All right. Well, we better get out there and grind.
What are you doing tomorrow besides working?
Raiding, hopefully.
Oh, nice.
So before we moved too far ahead.
Yes.
Gifting is a thing with the new friend system as well, which is kind of cool. I have a couple like friends that are out of town.
Right.
For example, Casey is traveling right now and he sent me a gift from Dallas.
Oh.
And I also got an egg from that batch.
I think he sent me one too, the hanging golf ball.
I don't remember what it was, but I think did I take a screenshot of it? I wish there was a history of the postcards at least, so you could, I don't know, save them, get a screenshot later or something.
Right.
But there's no history. It's a little annoying.
Yeah.
So if you
remember when we had a map that show where you caught a Pokemon?
Yes, I do. Like week one.
And then week three, it was gone.
Yep. It'd be nice to have a history of the postcards. So if you like, I don't know, actually managed to get a postcard from Trainer Tips or something like that, you can actually brag about it. But I guess a screenshot I'll have to do. But the nice thing is, with the gifts, there's a chance that you'll get a 7-kilometer egg from them, hatching Alolan Pokemon.
Please remember to have an open slot to increase your chances.
Right. To have any chance.
Well, yeah. Well.
But yes. So there's several Alolan Pokemon hatching from those eggs. Just added, actually, was the shiny Rattata.
Yes.
Rattata.
Wait, not shiny or?
Sorry.
Alolan. So you got Tata, Grimer, Vulpix, Sandshrew, and Meowth.
Meowth, right. I wonder how they'll release Alolan Raichu. I guess it'll be wild.
It'll be wild. So will Marowak.
Oh, there's no
because it just goes Cubone. Okay. Alolan Marowak.
Gotcha.
But don't worry, we're getting Alolan Geodude and Diglett soon.
How do you know that?
They announced it.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think it's either after this or during GoFest.
Did they specify that?
Yeah.
I don't remember seeing that. Anyways.
That's a big deal. It's going to throw the meta on its head again because those are really good Pokemon.
So how do you feel about the trading system and gifts and all this stuff?
So I love it. Because I actually have friends across the pond, as you will, in Europe. And it makes it easier to get that badge that was introduced for trading distance, especially with you.
Right.
Because then it's like, oh, well, that's an easy, like, 2,000-3,000 miles each time.
Right.
It's cool, though.
Yeah.
Although I've got my best things from Joe. He got me, like, that almost perfect Alolan Sandshrew, which is now my anti-Regice Pokemon.
Right, yeah. Speaking of, Regice is now in raids.
Yeah, he sucks. Anyway. It's disheartening almost, right?
I mean, he's a defense heavy Pokemon, right?
Yeah, but Articuno is
ice
top
type
dog.
Attackers, really, right?
Articuno's top dog in that. Yeah. But it's almost disheartening that you have this thing that's meant to be like heavier on the special attack and special defense, right. But it's so low in CP.
Right, right.
And it's a pain in the ass to catch.
The stats are broken. Actually, you know, I think I'm like 5 for 5 now with those.
Okay.
So I've actually had a much easier time catching those because it doesn't move around much.
No.
The percent chance is not great, but it doesn't matter because I've been able to hit great or excellent throws every single time.
Speaking of, they actually changed that. They changed where that
hitbox is. They changed where the circle is. Regice.
Used to be on its point on its head.
All the way up on the top of tippy top.
Which was great.
It was nice. I liked it there, actually. It was a little bit easier to throw, but it's a little bit lower down now in the middle of its, body.
Yeah. I don't like that as much because before, I mean, it probably wasn't right, but it did make it easier because, I didn't hit the top. Okay, well, it's still got its entire body. I can
hit
it.
Right.
Now it's... at least it's not Kyogre again, which I didn't get a shiny of. I got a good one.
I didn't get a total of 2 Kyogre raids while those
were
going on.
Got a 93%.
I really did not care about the purple whale.
I want a purple whale. You know I'm about that crap.
Yep, I do. How many raids did you do out of curiosity?
17.
Really?
Wow. No shinies, and I only caught...
They say it's about 1 in 20 for nine of them. Shiny legendary.
Caught a little over half. Yeah. It was awful.
Okay.
I hate that Pokemon so much.
So also worth noting is Lunatone is now available in our hemisphere.
Wow. We did it, boys.
So that's kind of cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, did you catch one yet? I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I caught at least 2.
That I'm just like, oh, it's a Lunatone. All right. Yeah. I guess.
And PSA, everyone, Community Day featuring
Squirtle
is on July 8th. That's this coming Sunday, if you happen to be listening to this.
With the final move, Hydro Cannon, finally.
Right. The final, I guess, special
Hyper
move.
Beam move. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be really good because Frenzy Plan and Blast Burn are still top dog. They're really good.
Yeah, but didn't they basically nerf every special move they put on these Pokemon in the past few community days?
Like, how do you mean?
They definitely nerfed, what was the special move that Larvitar?
Smackdown.
Smackdown, yeah, right. Didn't they nerf that slightly before?
Yeah, they knocked it to 60 because it's a 3-tier move?
Yeah.
Which is fair, that's still really strong.
A 3-bar move, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah. 3-tier, 3-bar, you know.
Yeah, and I think they had nerfed, I forget, I guess it was Blast Burn right before they launched it. I don't know.
That would have been, it was supposed to be 100, but.
It would have been a really good, it would have been one of, or if not the best fire type attacker, which I think it should be. It should be up there. It's now it's kind of still below some of the other fire type attackers.
It's just below Moltres and Ho-Oh, so
Yeah.
That's not bad. It's just. It's even with Entei.
Yeah.
Eh.
That's a little disappointing, but whatever.
No, I feel you. It'd be nice to have something busted, but Niantic won't let it happen.
Yeah. Another PSA is with your research breakthrough, Snorlax is now going to be the new Pokemon replacing Articuno.
Starting today, July 1st.
Right. And it's learning a legacy move, so that's kind of cool.
I guess. It's weird that they're bringing back a legacy move. I guess they couldn't think of anything else.
I mean, it's nice that it's supposed to be a pretty good one on there now.
It's weird that they're not bringing the beast back, but I suppose.
I mean, I'm fine with Snorlax. Snorlax is a little bit more relevant because you could at least put it in a gym.
I guess. I mean, it would be nice to get a good beast and then tear down raids easier.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not going to power up anything that I get from a research breakthrough because it's too low level.
Nah, dude. I pumped everything in that.
Nope.
Yeah.
It's not worth it at all. I'd rather get something weather boosted and be able to level it up past that, even if it's not the highest IVs.
Okay, that's fair.
You're going to get more bang for your buck that way regardless, because I'm not going to I'm not going to max any of this stuff out. I'm not going to blow all of my rare candies on something.
Why not?
Because, no, I'm not.
Got to make room.
Nope.
For all those star pieces you get from the gift boxes. So sick of star pieces. I invested in the Safari Zone ones they had out.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, I think I'm back up to like 130.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, and I use them. I use them every chance I get, but my God, you just cannot get rid of them fast enough.
Yep. I'm telling you, it's conspiracy, man.
I appreciate the extra Stardust, but Jesus.
Oh, yeah, and speaking of, I guess, legendaries and ways to catch them.
Yeah.
We, as of, I think, within the past day or so, I think it's been a few hours now, actually, we unlocked Articuno Day.
Which, oh, boy.
Yeah. Are you excited? Get hype.
Excited to go sweat some more.
Yep. So, yeah, that means, I guess, we're going to have a three-hour window where Articuno goes back into raids, and then you're going to be able to catch the shiny in that window.
Possibly.
And everyone's going to get 5 free raid passes.
Okay, so
how do you feel about this?
3 hours. 3 hours.
Yeah. And it's on, I think it's on a Saturday.
I mean, that's all fine. That's probably a Saturday. It's July 7th, isn't it?
Let's see.
Which would make sense. Yeah, if I remember.
July 7th. Yep. So that's what, Saturday, right? And then community day is July 8th.
Sunday.
Yeah.
So
we're going to have a nice full weekend of Pokemon Go.
Dude, like every gym better be Articuno then.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's like every gym needs to be Articuno.
And then no countdown
time.
It
needs to be way higher percentage than 1 in 20, because I'm not doing 20 raids in 3 hours. Like, come on.
Well, the other problem is if there's an egg.
And also, shiny Articuno stinks because it's just slightly lighter blue.
It's ice colored. But yeah, no, my biggest issue again is just if they have the egg countdown, that's an hour.
Yeah.
You have to wait. All right, so now I go somewhere else. Oh, no, I'm nowhere near the egg.
Right, right.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, they better do this right. If they're going to do this.
You know they won't.
Of course not.
Just like they didn't do Dortmund right the first day.
So what actually is relevant for us is starting tomorrow, July 2nd, we're getting some XP bonuses.
Yes.
So catching Pokemon, hatching eggs, and participating in raids will all have bonuses. And lucky eggs will also last 1 hour instead of 30 minutes, all until July 9th.
So with how we are now with friends, we get a 20,000 extra boost, right?
I think so.
Yeah. And then the raids have it doubled, so that should be 40,000.
Well, no, we're a 10,000 XP reward for friends. If I'm not sure if we got up to great friends yet, but we should be.
We are great friends.
We are great friends.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's 10,000 bonus.
All right, so we got that 10,000, so it becomes 20,000. All right, so with the lucky egg, legendary raids then become 20,000. So that's 40,000, but then all that's doubled. So is it 80 or 60?
I don't know. We'll have to find out.
Ooh, I'm looking forward because I'm almost halfway through.
We have like a big incentive to do raids together now.
Finally, I can look at him and not be disgusted.
So yeah, tomorrow after work, we should get on that.
After?
Well, or during, like during my lunch break too.
I got like 100 raid passes to blow through. I'll see you when I see you.
Jeez, I did not spend on any of those boxes.
They just keep giving them away.
I did increase my inventory a little bit more, though.
Oh,
my item inventory.
I'm still sitting at 17.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the big news coming up this next week.
One thing before we move on. I never thought I'd say this. I hope it rains on Sunday for weather boosted Squirtles. Every single one, except the Larvitar, has been... The Larvitar was perfect, because that sunny weather boosted the Larvitars.
Finally, we have a weather boost.
And made them come out more often.
Community day.
Every other community day has been rain!
Yeah. No, that was clutch, because I caught like a really high level, really high IV Larvitar. It was... I don't know what level it was, but it was like up there, very close to the maximum. I think it was like... I forget if like I think it was like around 8,000 Stardust to power up. So it was up there. It was like close to, what is it, level 30 is the max for that? 30. Something.
30, 35.
However, it looks like as of now, the forecast says sun for Sunday.
No! No more sun, please. I need my weather-boosted Squirtle.
It looks like our only rainy day might be Friday this coming week.
Oh, boy.
Unfortunately, I mean, we're not going to get much of that.
As long as the weekend is good for the raids,
yeah,
and community day, it's
yeah.
The only time, like, you wanted that perfect sunny. I don't care if it was 180 outside. Where's the Charmanders? Nope.
You know, XP really has become pretty meaningless in this game.
Because it's so really, easy to get, isn't it?
Like Nick from Trainer Tips, Nick was right. I think the real currency in this game now is Stardust.
Oh, yeah. Well, because it deals with trading. It deals with, you know, how am I going to power up my crap? You know, yeah. It's everything. Candies don't matter because you get that for free. Experience doesn't matter because once you hit 40, it gives a crap.
Right. Especially now with like rare candies and everything. Mm-hmm. It's like very easy to evolve something up. And I've been saying this since before they released shinies, but really, it's good that they released shinies because otherwise the game would be really boring. Right
really
now.
Dead.
Yeah.
Even with these events, if you didn't have shinies,
think about
I'd
it.
Have
like
no
after they released Gen 3, they finished releasing Gen 3. Like how many weeks was it before we had caught everything and evolved everything up to the final forms? Maybe a month.
Maybe a month at most. For me, yeah.
And I took my time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't, feels bad, I didn't don't it? Rush like crazy. So, yep.
Oh, there's one other thing that they found in the network traffic.
Oh, what's that?
Spinda.
Oh, right. Yeah. It wasn't in the network traffic. I think it was in the...
oh, in the APK.
In the APK.
Yeah, they found a thing for
the
Spinda.
Game master file or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, hopefully, if you want to collect all 6 billion, by all means, have fun finding Spindas.
I wonder if they'll release that at GoFest.
That would be a good time.
Yeah.
I mean, Spinda sucks, so who cares?
All right, so...
literally just a Pokedex entry and some free experience.
You know what would be funny is if in the Pokedex it had, like,
oh, no.
All 6 billion forms.
Ooh. Maybe there'd be a counter. That would be an interesting one out of.
Find your favorite one.
Ooh.
I want you to catch. I want everyone to catch a Spinda that has a design on it that looks like my face.
I'll call this one Joe, and this one Joe 1, and this one Joe 2.
Joey the Spinda.
It's perfect.
I'm going to bring something up.
Okay.
That's been interesting to me over the past few months.
All right.
I noticed that every time the nests change.
Yes.
It seems like Brooklyn is, all of Brooklyn is essentially a nest for one Pokemon.
For something, yeah. I noticed this too.
There's always one Pokemon that spawns way more often than everything else.
It's been 2 months now since this, right?
Maybe we haven't noticed it, but I don't know. Hmm. But it certainly seems that way.
Yeah.
The one currently after this most recent nest migration a few days ago is now Ghastly.
Yes.
So for anyone looking to finish up their Mew quest, come to Brooklyn. We are swimming in Ghastlies right now.
Or find a really good Ghastly. You never know.
Yeah.
So, it started off
It was
weird.
Nice because it was actually cloudy today, so it was weather boosted for a little while.
Oh, that's right, because poison.
Or was it partly cloudy that's poison? I don't remember.
No, but it's cloudy.
It was boosted. That's all, yes. I know.
Partly cloudy is normal rock.
Okay, yeah, right.
So when this all started, because I noticed it too on my radar, there's like a ton of Machops just mm-hmm. chilling out, yep. all over Brooklyn. I'm like, well,
I thought
that's
that was
weird.
Really, yeah, I thought that was really weird. I thought they were doing that thing again where they're like trying to make sure everyone has a Machamp to take down Blissey's. But then the next migration, it was Zubat.
Which is annoying because I didn't want to see that again.
Yeah, it's like it's annoying to catch because it's so far away.
Dude, and it flutters everywhere.
Yep, and it moves around a lot now. So it's like Go Plus fodder for me.
Yeah.
But the next one was reasonably okay.
I welcomed it. Trico.
Yeah. Which the problem with Trico, though, is that it has an insanely low catch rate.
Yes.
So going to have to use, like, in some cases you have to use an Ultra Ball plus like a raspberry to just catch it.
Dude, I have so many golden razzes now. I'm just like, yeah, whatever. Let's just get this done.
Yeah. Yeah. I should probably be using those a little bit more heavily because I have way too many of them now. Yeah, I think I have like 130.
There's no point in using having like a ton anymore.
I was just throwing them at a gym earlier to piss off some people who were trying to like get in there.
Good. I did that to my boss. He's like, I'm going to take over the gym. I'm like, nah. Nah, I'm going to stop that real quick.
Yeah, yeah. I should probably, like, yeah. I've been trying to hover around 100 just to keep them there.
They just don't go away.
Yeah, no. I've been way higher than that lately, so I need to get it back down.
So, yeah, then Trico was nice because I had a good Sceptile one to power up, and now it's Ghastly. And I'm really curious as what the next one's going
to
be.
And I had a guess as to what the Manhattan Nest Pokemon is.
I hope you're wrong.
I think it's Zigzagoon. I'm not 100% sure about that because
that's tragic.
Like I don't live in Manhattan, but
I'll do my
that's my best guess.
Field notes tomorrow for you.
Yeah, based on what I've seen today.
So anyone out there, please let us know if you're in Queens, Bronx, or Staten Island. Let us know what you're seeing a lot of in that area.
Yeah,
because I'm curious, and I'm not going up to the Bronx or Staten Island.
Right. Yeah, me neither.
Maybe Queens.
Yeah. So I wonder how they actually divide this. Is it by like? Is it actually by borough, though? I wonder.
I assume, because I see Ghastly, like, a lot.
Yeah.
No matter where I am in Brooklyn.
I don't remember. I went to go visit a friend recently in Queens. I don't remember if I continued to see the Nest Pokemon there. I might have, though. Anyways, yeah, if you're in Queens or Manhattan, the Bronx, Staten Island, and you're seeing something else, if you've noticed this as well, please hit us up.
Yeah.
It's mail@level5radio.com is our email address. Not that y'all use it. We're also on Facebook, though.
Yeah, you know, we're part of the Pokemon Find Go us. New York City
Find
group.
Us, yeah. All right. One more thing I wanted to bring up was this Safari Zone event that's happening.
That's trashing Dortmund.
In Germany.
Yes. The Rhineland.
Yeah, so it seems to be, to a lesser extent, Pokemon Go Fest last year all over again.
God. That's not something you ever want to hear.
Yeah. So it's a 2-day event.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening this weekend.
I think it's wrapped up now, huh?
Yeah, it's wrapped up by now. It's late in Germany.
It's like 1 a.m. tomorrow.
Yeah. So they had a bunch of connectivity issues day one.
Of course.
And like some glitches with the game.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to have been sorted out for the second day, but I haven't like heard full reports yet, so we'll find out.
Yeah.
But you were saying basically it sounds like the park was completely trashed.
Oh, okay. So I was getting reports in from like people who actually flew over there
it. Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, there's no trash bins at this park. So people were just bringing in containers and stuff, just dropping it everywhere. They trampled flower beds they had all done and stuff. There were reports that someone threw a rock at a flamingo, which is like,
I don't know why I laughed at that. That's not funny.
I get that this is the Safari Zone, but I don't think you can catch flamingos.
Yeah.
Because you could use rocks and food in original games.
Right. Yeah, they actually thought it was the Safari Zone.
How terrible. Other than that, and then Trainer Tips came out with a video saying, look, there's nothing really happening amazing in the park. There's a couple of setups, but just go out to the city of Dortmund.
I think that's something that they turned on like when they realized that there was connectivity issues.
I'm
they
not
expanded
sure.
it to the entire city
because their advertisement said the city. Before. So they might have advertised the park as like special area event stuff, and then it's like, well, the rest of the city is also Safari Zone.
Yeah, yeah.
But everyone heard the park and like, oh, the park.
I have a sinking feeling that that's what's going to happen to GoFest again.
I hope you enjoy it, Joe.
Yeah,
I'm kind of glad I didn't get my $20.
Yeah, well, we'll see. It's a lot more than that when you include flights and stuff like that. So.
I feel really bad for the people that went to this Safari Zone event, though, and because there
could
were also reports
like spending on a flight to Europe.
Not just that, there were reports that if you used an incense on day one, it crashed your game for 6 hours. Could you imagine? Just like okay.
The good news about that event is that I feel like it's going to be like a nice litmus test for GoFest, so that they'll probably get some of these kinks worked out before then. And the other problem with this Germany event is that there was no, like, it was a free event and it was like open admission. So it
was, but they still had a
they probably had a
queue.
Cap. Yeah. They probably had a cap, but like they were just like first come, you know? Yeah. So I feel like that probably made it denser than it may have been.
Oh, definitely.
Otherwise.
Because people were trying to bypass the little gates,
yeah,
you know, to limit people in, make sure they didn't ruin everything. They bypassed it somehow. And they had like a small quote unquote riot at that point. And it was kind of bad.
Yikes.
So I really do hope that Niantic has learned their lesson after the first 2 times now to make sure all the cellular networks are on board with this, that you can keep people from going crazy. I hope GoFest works out. I hope that you don't get killed, Joe.
Yeah, no, I hope so.
Be nice.
It'd be cool not to be killed,
Maybe you'll actually get a picture with Trainer Tips this time.
I'm not waiting on the line. Like, as much as I just really like the guy. And, well, maybe just I'll run. I mean, I did at Central Park, too, but I didn't, like, because, like, he
you
had, like, a
like
mob.
Like a creeper
around,
picture. You're like,
Yeah, from, like, you know, from a distance.
Surprised you didn't do the thing where you put yourself, Trainer Tips.
I would really like to meet him, and I would like to hang out with him. I don't want to just, like, walk up to him and take a photo.
Well.
So, Trainer Tips, if you're listening, let's hang out next time you're in New York.
Give him one of our cards.
Or GoFest.
Still got a couple. Do you need a card?
I have a couple.
Okay. Yeah, make sure to bring those with you. That's very important.
Yeah, I should probably print more, but
you can slip that in. See, I wish we were doing the podcast maybe when I met him.
Yeah, that's true.
God.
Yeah, that was a good time to meet him because it wasn't like a crazy mob.
Oh, dude, I knew which way he was going to come from. I was like, oh, he's going to come from. I was like, whoosh.
Yeah.
Got him.
This is when he had a little meetup at the Nintendo store.
And Pokemon Master Holly was there, too. No. Please.
Yeah, so we'll see. It's going to be an interesting month for this game.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. Or a couple of months. I don't remember when the Japanese event is happening, the Yokosuka.
It's like at the end of all this. So it's probably like the end of July? When sounds about right.
Yeah.
I like how the last time we were really recording this, we were complaining that, oh, it's weird that they give us a thing, then it's just quiet, and then a big thing, it's quiet. Now it's just, here's an event, here's an event, here's an event, there's another event.
Yep.
And I'm happy
with
this.
Pretty back to back to back, yeah.
That's good.
It's kind of nice, yeah.
That's how this stupid game should be.
Yep.
Something that always
Sorry if you're in the Southern Hemisphere.
Look, man.
And it's winter right now. Although, I was feeling bad for us just a few months ago, so.
You miss it already, don't you?
No, not at all.
Yeah, okay. Dude, today was harsh.
It was, but this, I mean, I'd much rather go out in this crazy 90-plus degree weather than I would, like, freezing weather with layers and layers on and just walking around Central Park for 3 hours freezing my arse off.
In the rain. In the rain.
Yes, in the rain.
Yeah.
One hand on my umbrella, one hand on my phone, just walking around for 3 hours by myself.
That's
freezing.
Like, that's the Pokemon Trainer dream right there, man. You have no companions. You're alone on this adventure.
It's the Alola region.
Oh, no. That was awful. That was actually terrible. Shame on you. Ooh. My only complaint about this heat is it really takes a toll on your phone.
Yeah, my phone's black. Like I had to actually start removing my phone case because that was not helping. So yes, I'm living in the danger zone right now. But yeah, it's been overheating and it's like it's all black and that doesn't help either.
No,
so I'm thinking my next phone might be silver and white, but just because hopefully it'll reflect some of the heat.
I wish there was a better way just to keep your phone cool during this, but there really isn't unless
really
you like
not no.
Stick a freezer on the back or some crazy crap.
Right. Like, I was tempted to, like, dip my phone in water a couple of times, so that would have been bad.
Is your phone waterproof?
It's water resistant. Like,
I
it
guess
should
you do
survive
a quick
that
dip.
If I do it quickly, yeah. It should be fine.
A little sizzle. Oh, there it is, baby.
But, yeah, no, so at least the iPhone, I don't know about Android phones, but at least the iPhone, when it starts getting hot enough, it will automatically dim the brightness drastically.
Yeah.
So if you're in direct sunlight, you can't see anything. Really.
Android does that too.
So I was having a lot of trouble being able to like see if my Rosalias were shiny today.
That's when I first started this whole thing. That's what it was like when I was on my bike. It's just like, it's black. And I cranked the brightness and my phone would like, I couldn't touch it. It was too hot.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. It's also like hot to the touch. Like,
like uncomfortably
most
hot.
Most of the time. Yeah. It's crazy. Like, this is kind of what it was like when I was in Florida too, a few months ago.
I don't miss the South. Like, this weather sucks, but again, it's manageable.
Yeah, yeah. It's much more humid now here than it was there, though. At least so.
Oh, definitely.
It was a bit of a drier heat then, but now it's full humidity.
I miss Tuesday or Wednesday when it was like this weird 60s, 70s with a nice cool wind. It was kind of gray, and you're like, This is the second day of summer. All right, cool.
Perfect Pokemon weather.
Yeah, this is perfect Pokemon weather. And then,
or biking weather.
And then suddenly just the sun from Super Mario 3 showed up and said, ha ha, I'm here to kill.
Like, no. Yeah, really.
The absolute worst.
Good old SMB3.
So we've been speaking about weather. Let's tell them about the weather, Joe.
I mean, we kind of got into the weather already. You mentioned
a day or two.
Yeah, so it's looking like it's going to be hot all week.
Yeah.
Not quite this 90 degree hot, but in the upper 80s, so pretty close. And then it's going to actually dip a little bit into the lower 80s towards next weekend. So that's nice.
That'll
we'll get
manageable.
A little bit of a break for Community Day.
It'll be nice not to be sweating buckshot for Community Day.
And it looks like Wednesday through Friday and Saturday, we might have some cloudy weather, so that we might get some...
Yeah.
Some weather boosts other than sunny.
Oh, man. Ooh. But Larvitars come out in sunny weather.
Do they? I don't know. I never.
Yeah, because they're ground type.
Yeah, but I never see Larvitars in Brooklyn, ever. I think they only come out in Upper Manhattan. That's my theory.
I found quite... I don't know, man.
Where do you see them?
Around my area.
Really?
Around Heights, yeah. At Lincoln Terrace Park.
Huh.
I find quite a few.
Really? I've... almost never seen a wild Larvitar since they came out.
Oh.
In Brooklyn.
Oh.
I remember when the trackers were still active, I would look at the map and they would all spawn like north of 42nd Street in Manhattan.
That's fair, yeah.
Because it's like a different
biome
of some sort.
But yeah, remember, sunny weather is fire, grass, and ground. Which, if Alolan Geodudes come out, I don't think it counts towards them because I think they're rock electric.
So oh, hey, suck. You want to do something cool?
Oh, what's that?
You want to give your friend code out on the air?
Oh, I sure do, actually. I've only got 11 friends.
Yeah, I only have a few myself, really. So if you want to be friends with us...
After you,
here's
Joe.
Here's our code. All right, here we go. Joey 0463-2293-5163. Look for me on Pokemon Go.
And mine, of course, Trainer Adele, 8320-5728-3261. Area code 985.
Be our great friends. Maybe we'll even one day we'll be ultra friends. Or
oh, hey, there's
friends.
A Gastly.
Hey, big surprise.
Ooh.
Oh, and there's a Whismur, my best friend. Whismur is my best friend. Those have been spawning like crazy lately as well.
So sick of Whismur, dude.
I am 100% fine with all the Whismur because... Oh. I think I have like, what are the, like about 30 or 40 of them waiting to evolve right now.
Oh my God, please. I remember when I got excited. It's like, oh, I love Exploud. I can't wait to evolve. And it's crap.
You know what kind of annoys me about this, these bonuses for this event?
What's that?
They have like all these different XP bonuses.
But not for evolution.
So it's like.
Well, they don't want you to be that guy. Like, it grinds it out.
So it's like not even as good as. The last like double XP event they had.
Right.
Come on. Really?
They want you to get out and make friends and raid. I mean, that's the whole
shiny check.
Wait, there's a Roselia too?
Yeah. Oh. I drifted to one.
Of course. Silly me.
All right.
All right.
Excessive heat warning, kids. Stay inside.
Yeah, or just bring a lot of water. Wear a hat. Especially,
yeah. No, I've been carrying around a hat too. Actually, I've been wearing some sunblock as well.
Wear a bucket hat.
Yeah, that's probably the best bet.
I don't care how stupid they look. You don't want burnt ears. Those feel the worst.
Hiker Bob, you look like Hiker Bob.
Ooh. I actually burned my head the other day.
Really?
Yeah, because I work outside a lot more.
Yeah.
So I came home and Kate's just like, "Oh my God, you're red. Your scalp's red." I'm like, "Oh Jesus." I should wear a hat.
Yeah, be careful out there, kids. It's hot.
It sucks.
The sun is pretty strong. So, on that note, I think
that's it.
I think that was a good sort of very quick but thorough catch up episode.
Reentry.
Yeah, reentry into the podcast world.
Yes, good to be back.
It's good to have you back.
It's good to be back in your nice,
not really actually
comfortable. Screw you, comfortable I'm apartment. He doesn't even feed me. He's been trying to cut me down from here. He's like, I'll just, I'll stop feeding him, then I'll stop giving him water, then I'll stop inviting him over, and then he'll eventually go away.
I'm trying to work on your figure. That's why I gave you water this time.
I'm working on my own figure, thank you. Especially with this heat.
With this heat and this game, yeah.
I mean, with all the bonuses, it gives me more incentive to want to go outside. And I have the next week off, so.
Yeah, I'm kind of jealous that I didn't take some more time off next week. But whatever. That just means you should come and hang out on my lunch break, and we'll do some raids.
When do you have lunch?
This usual time, you know.
What's the usual time? I take my
play cards at 12:30. That's because that's when my lunch break starts.
Okay, all right. I'll try and be around 23rd, 12:30.
Hit us up if you're in the Flatiron area during.
Yeah, why not?
All right. On that note, I'm Joey.
And I'm Adele.
Thanks for listening. We are on all sorts of social media, Twitter, Facebook.
Are we on Google
Podcasts? Level 5 Radio. We are on Google Podcasts. We're on Apple Podcasts. All the great stuff. So. Nice. Look us up. I mean, you probably already did that because you're listening to us. But also email us at mail@level5radio.com.
Yeah, let us know about what's spawning in your area. That's really weird.
If you are actually listening and are happy that we're back, shoot us an email. That would be nice to know.
Let us know you're out there.
Cool. Have a good one, kids.
Keep shiny hunting.